The Apostle Paul, in his second epistle to Timothy, declares, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." By these words, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God," Paul affirms the inspiration of the whole of the Bible, of every part of Holy Scripture. Divine inspiration makes the Bible uniquely the Word of God, and not merely a book containing the Word of God, and as such it differs from any other book, sacred or secular. The Greek term translated by inspired in this verse is to be found nowhere else in the Bible. It means literally coming from the breath of God, God breathed. In his second epistle, the Apostle Peter states, "For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." In other words, it was the Holy Spirit who enabled the sacred writers to express the thoughts of God with the words given by God. More than 3,800 times, the prophets of the Old Testament declare that they are speaking God's own words. The prophetic message was usually preceded by an expression such as, "Thus says the Lord." Jeremiah states at the beginning of his book, "The Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth." Ezekiel declares, "He said to me, Go to the house of Israel and speak all my words to them." Isaiah affirms that he heard the voice of the Lord speaking to him, and in the book of Exodus it is written, "Moses wrote all the words of the Lord." David announces the same thing. "The Spirit of the Lord," he says, "spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue." God, therefore, made himself known to the prophets by a message they could discern, indicating the words that they were to write. This conferred divine authority on the text. The prophet became God's mouthpiece, announcing God's words in his name. Only true prophets, chosen by God, could, by the power of the Holy Spirit, proclaim and transmit the words coming from God, thus making the original writings, the autographs, entirely reliable and without error. The writers of the New Testament accept this truth without exception. Almost all the books of the Old Testament are quoted in the New, being clearly considered as books inspired by God. In this, the New Testament authors follow the example of their divine master, Jesus, who referred constantly to the Old Testament through explicit quotations as well as numerous allusions. Christ made it absolutely clear that God's word, Holy Scripture, represents final and unconditional authority. The apostolic writers fully confirm this point of view. Many quotations and references indicate their total confidence in the divine inspiration of the Old Testament. This inspiration applies to both Testaments. The writers of the New Testament confirm this fact. Paul says to the Galatians that the gospel he announces comes not from man, but from a revelation of the Lord. To the Corinthians he says, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches." And to the Thessalonians he wrote, "The word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of man, but as it is in truth the word of God." John also affirms in his first letter that the message he wrote came from Christ himself. Peter, in his second letter, refers to Paul's epistles as having the same divine authority as the writings of the Old Testament. The inspiration of the Bible is therefore very different from artistic inspiration in general. Holy Scripture is the unique and infallible expression of truth and of the divine will. However, the Bible still remains a very human book. The sacred authors were by no means mechanical transmitters of the Word of God. Each book of the Bible bears the seal of the human author who wrote it, the seal of his personality, of his thoughts, speech, and emotions. The writers use their judgment and faculties of criticism. They analyze circumstances, share their emotions, and make decisions, living out their lives in willing and conscious submission to God. The Bible, therefore, has God for its author, man as the agent, and the Scriptures, God's revelation, as the result. Next episode, the unity of the Bible.